For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. For many breast cancer patients, the prospect of driving back and forth to the hospital every day for radiation treatment is a daunting one. But as Kevin Willis reports, a radiation oncologist in Kentucky is addressing that problem by changing the way radiation is administered to certain breast cancer patients.
When Brenda Bradley was diagnosed with breast cancer in 2010, she had no idea she would soon become one of the first American women to undergo a radically different approach to radiation treatment. Bradley lives in the Hardin County town of Stevensburg with her husband, Tony. After Brenda received a lumpectomy, she and Tony discussed radiation treatment options with Dr. Anthony Dragan at the James Graham Brown Cancer Center in Louisville.
And he talked with my husband and I, and would we be willing to become part of a study, and we talked it over and went back and said, absolutely.
The program Dr. Dragan was proposing would drastically cut down on the traveling time and number of radiation sessions Brenda Bradley would have to endure. Instead of driving from Stevensburg to Louisville 5 days a week for up to 7 weeks, Dr. Dragan told Brenda she could instead receive radiation once a week for 5 weeks.
And he got us from 30 treatments or 35 treatments to five. And we've never had a reason to look back. It worked so well. It was unbelievable.
The once-a-week approach to radiation was originated in Great Britain and Canada. In an effort to lower health care costs, doctors in those countries set out to see if they could treat breast cancer patients in fewer visits. British doctors eventually pioneered the practice of giving certain breast cancer patients once-a-week doses of radiation, instead of the customary schedule of five doses a week. Dr. Dragan began wondering if that practice would work here in Kentucky. So, he says, he looked in the state's cancer registry for every case in the previous 15 years involving a patient who, like Brenda Bradley, received a lumpectomy following a diagnosis of early-stage breast cancer.
And how many of them actually followed through with radiation? And we found that over that period of time, there were better years and there were worse years, but on average, the rate was about two-thirds. So that there was about one-third of patients who were sort of falling through the cracks.
Dr. Dragan thought at least some of the women who didn't follow up with radiation treatment might have done so if the one treatment a week option had been available. The prospect of driving back and forth to Louisville Monday through Friday for up to 7 weeks is a significant hurdle for many patients, especially for those in rural parts of the state. Then there's the physical and emotional toll of getting 25 to 35 treatments of radiation in about a month and a half. Brenda Bradley says if not for the one treatment a week option, she likely would not have followed through with radiation.
I don't know if it's sometime during that point that physically we would have had to have said, we're done. I know we need 30, but I just can't do any more. But the new treatment was so, there was no sickness, no burning of the skin, no peeling.
The new method is a trade-off. When a breast cancer patient receives radiation just once a week, she's getting a larger dose of radiation that day than she would receive in a given day under the old model. But on the other hand, the overall weekly dosage of radiation is typically 40% less under the one-day-a-week treatment schedule.
When you trade delivering a larger dose per day, but you shorten the overall course, you don't have to deliver as high of a dose to be biologically equivalent. And so women tend to have fewer, albeit they still have some, but they tend to have a lesser degree and severity of skin side effects.
Sitting in her Hardin County home next to her husband of 47 years, Brenda Bradley says she often thinks about the British and Canadian patients and doctors who pioneered the once-a-week approach to breast cancer radiation. She says it makes her proud to have done something that could help benefit future cancer patients in this country.
You have to be willing to keep studying and let them study you, you know, as you go through your trials or whatever, so that they can help other people.
For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis.